This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Murray State University is the home of a new solar HVAC system that will heat and cool the shop at the university farm. Governor Andy Beshear and Kentucky Energy Secretary Rebecca Goodman recently joined Murray State University officials in unveiling the system, with the governor noting the importance of agritech.
We have to have the workforce of tomorrow in the areas where we know the jobs will exist 10 and 20 years from now. And let me tell you, they're going to exist in agriculture, especially in agritech.
Governor Beshear says agritech is preparing Kentucky agriculture for the future.
The UN estimates we got to increase our food supply almost 70% in the next couple decades just to meet the world's growing population. So that's why we're seeing more investment than ever before in this area. We opened North America's largest greenhouse in eastern Kentucky last year.
Secretary Goodman says Murray State is a leader in ag tech.
Murray State is leading by example and showing its students that renewable energy is viable. It's important because these same students who are sitting in these lecture halls today are going to be the students who deal with the effects of climate change and our changing environment.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with 5 locations in Kentucky: Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Farmers face all sorts of risks in the course of their work. Machinery accidents, chemical exposure, unruly livestock, grain bin entrapment, severe weather, to name a few. One farm fatality is always one too many. And when a farmer is killed or seriously injured on the job, it's not just the farmer who's affected. Family members, employees, and business partners all suffer. Whether you're on the farm, on the road, or in the home, please take that extra step to protect yourself and those around you. A reminder from your Ag Edge.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Energy Secretary Rebecca Goodman says the MSU project will help train students as well.
The Hudson School of Agriculture is providing its students with hands-on experience with solar technology, and that's a sector where we expect to see substantial job growth in the future.
She adds the use of solar technology will be a win for agriculture in the future.
Agritech means new markets for our farming industry, and that's why we're seeing a bright future in agrivoltaics, which is the use of solar panels.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.